In the beginning, God created. God woke me up at 4:30 this morning with these words running through my mind, at the same time reminding me that in the beginning, He created all things. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. I know that this is usually used as a Christmas time theme. However, it is valid every day of the year. Jesus not only was born, but He was also involved in the creation of all things. There is so much to tell. It is time for us as Christians to really get excited. The excitement was why the early church multiplied so fast. They had a story to tell. And they told it. The story never grows old. It's the story of a loving Savior and of lives changed forever. There is a message here. I know that there are many exciting scriptures that we could look at, and I don't understand why God woke me up today with the creation story, but He did, and that means that it is essential now. We need to go tell it on the mountain that God created the heavens and the earth and all that is within them. We cannot envision what was here before God created it all. There was nothing, no earth, no stars, no light, void and without form, nothing. Our minds cannot comprehend what it was in the past. We have been surrounded by the beauty of His creation all our lives. His beauty is all around us. The beauty of God's creation is all around us day in, day out. I've lived in the desert and the mountains, and there's always beauty. At night, you only have to look up to stand amazed. The beauty is beyond words. Let us not forget what we see with our own eyes, a blade of grass, a flower, or even a leaf. They're all so complicated, they were studied for centuries, and we're just now starting to understand the basics of their structure. In the beginning, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit created man. He knew that man would need a Savior. We could not do it on our own, so He planned a solution for us. He showed His love for us before we were. In Genesis 1:27 it says, "So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God He created them. Male and female He created them." John opens his gospel with the same message, speaking of Jesus in the beginning. He points out beautifully the part that Jesus played. How could you not get excited? I don't know how anyone could not get excited and shout it from the mountaintops. He created all things, was born in a manger, and then He went to the cross for us. He left heaven to live among us and suffer for us. John writes this in John 1:1-5 about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere. He loved us when we were His idea. He loved us as He created us. And yes, He loved us as He took on the human form. It is all the same story. We should get excited about it from the beginning to the end. God's plan did not start with the birth of Jesus. He loved us before He created us. He had and has a plan for all mankind. You're a part of His plan. Now, today, and forever. How exciting is it to know that you are part of the plan of God? Now the question is, what are you going to do about it? Will you get caught up in the present? Or will you get caught up in Jesus? It does not make any difference how old you are. God still wants to work with you. You are a key part of His great plan.